Hello, everyone. Welcome to Podcasting with me, Fong, as the host, where I share what I learn about different culture and what I experience. So for today, we are going to talk about Lusophone world in Brazil and Macau, specifically to Capoeira and then Patois. So first, I want to ask you guys, do you guys know even the name Macau and Capoeira? So it's a very unique thing to Macau and then to Brazil. So first I will have a story about Macau, for example. Well, since I'm from, my family always known Macau. It's like a big place for entertainment in Asia, and then people call it the Las Vegas of the East. And it's also a big place for gambling, actually. The Macau gambling industry is actually bigger than Las Vegas, and it's like around seven times bigger. And Macau have a lot of performance, a lot of also like singer and everything that from around the world come to like perform for Macau. And also Macau is a very unique place. It's actually a Portuguese colonies, and over time with the China influence and Portugal left in the early 1800s, Macau became like a spot for Chinese people and for Portuguese people to, it's like a port for to trade. So there's a lot of entertainment, a lot of trading, so there's a lot of language and everything combined. And a big part of Macau is actually the people that speak Macau and Portuguese, and they're like a mixed people, and they call Macanese. Macanese is basically a mix. They came from a family of between Portuguese dad or and then a Chinese mother, and then they are very unique. They only have 1%. Population in Macau, and they speak a language which is very different from the normal Mandarin language. It's actually it's called Patois. It's between Portuguese and Putonghua, which is like a language that is speak in Macau, and with different variation with other language too, and then combined it became Patois. And Patois is actually a unique part of Macau, and then the people there, they actually use Patois to communicate a lot. And one of them is the group called Tuna Mackenzie. They are a group of musicians and artists that play Portuguese and Cantonese music, or Patois in short. Patois is kind of like it's not popular, you know. It's like very outside. It's like it's already in the city. Like, it's not popular outside of Seattle at all. And the only way for Macanis to reserve their culture is through music, play, and notion. And due to the lack of population, Patois is actually like a critical danger language. And with this, Portuguese language and music would fade with Patois. And then Tuna Mackenzie is actually they one of the few that's trying to preserve Patois and reserve the Macau culture. Filomeno Jorge is the band leader of Tuna Mackenzie currently. His grandmother is Chinese, and his grandfather is Portuguese. And he's one of the few that speak Patois and sing Patois with the band. The word tuna in Tuna Mackenzie means like the group of student or university student in Portuguese. But in Macau, it means like a group of musicians who travel and doing music all over Macau, like on the street or in like a vendor. So that's where the word tuna is quite different in Portugal, and in Macau it's like a very unique meaning. Tuna Mackenzie have been performing and preserving the Patois and Lusophone music for more than 85 years. They actually one of the few that still exists for today that try and reserve Patois language. They used to have like around 30 members at the peak, but now they only have around 6 members. And Jose the band leader said that he couldn't find any young person to pass down this culture and then this like the patois language and music. And Tuna Makase, actually, they tried to preserve the culture by going to performance till today and trying traditional, going to the traditional route with their song and culture and respect the history. But with the strong influence and force of culture from China, that Macau's actually slowly fade away with patois and then Tuna Makase. And it's really hard for Makani's people to reserve their culture, and with the domination from China, and then Makani's have less population now. So according to Miguel de Sena de Fernandez, she's like a Macau local lawyer and playwright of Macau, say that there are more Makani's in the USA and Canada than in Macau. So due to the traditional nature of music too, patois music may not be spreadable, but patois music are unique, since kind of combine culture of the East and the West, and actually the song is very unique. Actually tell the story of Macau and the story of Macau, and telling people daily life and what they do. For example, let me play you a song right here.
Nella. Mas que se exalto Nenhum nuvileiro Orevenguda Asinhas guta Começa malingo Tudo corevém Estou na maneira Na casa inteiro
So that is kind of like as I talk about the daily life of people in Macau, and they say how, like, you know, how people do, for example, open the window, let us say open the window, and the sun is shining above, and there's a noisy old man talking, and you kind of want to be noisy too, and you want to take a peep at all the gossip and talking. So it's very focusing on the daily life of Macau people, or just like a like play a fun part of the Macau daily life. And I think that's a kind of like a unique way, you know, to reserve the culture. But it's a little bit struggle for them, I believe, because they only have so much population that trying to reserve it. I also want to talk about another culture that have plusophone music or influence from plusophone, actually capoeira. So capoeira is a part of popular culture in Brazil and in the world in general. Capoeira is actually a martial art and a dance. It's also like a genre of song, which focusing on telling story of the history and daily life of African slave in Brazil. So capoeira is actually a martial art that this guy as a dance, because the Portuguese back in the day were in Brazil that for slave, and then they were trading, and then they were using slave for farming and stuff like that, and then they were ruthless. They will punish people for practicing martial art because they might be thinking that martial art is a way to revolt back to Portugal. And the song of capoeira is like quite unique, and it's only like native to Brazil due to like the close-up nature of the art, and also the capoeira song is talking, it's like very nonsensical and onomatopoeic, but they are storytelling about mythical capoeira figure, historical struggle of Brazilian slave, or instruction and comment on the game and the player in a roda. Roda is basically like a circle that two player and everyone around it singing and then playing in it. So it's like a boxing match, right? Two player inside, and then the ring around is like people around it watching it, and the people inside is like two people. That's called roda. And because of the song can be nonsensical and onomatopoeic, the song are able to spread, and it kind of incorporate other genre in it, And it's better than patois due to it's better than patois because it's like patois is more traditional. Even though cabaret songs are very traditional, but have more lenient to incorporate it in other genre. Cabaret are actually quite known outside of Brazil with popular culture, especially video games. For example, the game Tekken. The character Eddie is famous for the Jinja movement, which is like sway back and forth, left and right, and it's one of the most popular character of the game. It's like very spread the capoeira movement to the normal audience. Even the theme song is kind of inspired by the capoeira, like the theme song of Eddie. And there's another game have influence. It's called Guilty Gear Strive, and the character in the game called Giovanna. That uses involve a lot of capoeira movement and also rhythm, and they're also the name that used for the movement is used in capoeira as well. And in the movie Ong Bak from Thailand, the capoeira movement and like culture is actually shown. It's also a huge part of the movie. Of the movie and in the ending, spoiler alert, and in the USA in 1998, a movie called Only the Strong have capoeira is a theme and also like using capoeira as a way for spreading positivity and spreading awareness and then be like make a huge positive part for the student in the movie. Unlike patois music, capoeira have a strong hold in popular culture and a way to spread and preserve culture as well. Therefore, I believe capoeira song are able to spread throughout the world with the art also. People think capoeira is only for entertainment. I don't think so. But capoeira is like a form of preservation, like patois and tuna mechanics. Even though one is popular and one is trying their best to reserve the culture, capoeira and patois is like two sides of the same coin. Their purpose are to reserve the culture and the history while maintaining or passing down to future generations. And with capoeira, they have this song are like very similar to the meaning of song lyrics is very similar to patois music due to they talk about their daily life, they talk about human life in general and the history of each genre. And I think it's kind of like a big part of blues form music is like passing down history and then reserve the culture to future generations so they can know, understand, and try and spread it to other people. And also, I want to have a little bit of song of capoeira, see how a little upbeat, more upbeat than Tuna Mackenzie song. So. You can see it's very upbeat, it's very fun, it sounds very like very nice. You want to groove with it. So I think for me personally, capoeira song is very unique and patois song is very unique. That's why they are respective their own way or very sound very good and sound have their own place in their own world. And I think that's a big part of Lusophone music is they are able to spread into other culture and then having the other culture incorporate that Lusophone music into it and then making it into a unique culture that's still today. So yeah, thank you for listening to my podcast for this episode. Yay!